Ezekiel chapter 47. Ezekiel chapter 47. And the Bible says, "And afterward he brought me again into the door of the house, and behold, waters issued out from under the threshold of the house eastward. From the forefront of the house stood toward the east, and the waters came down from under from the right side of the house at the south side of the altar. And then brought he me out of the way of the gate northward, and led me about the way without unto the utter gate by the way that looketh eastward. And behold, there ran out waters on the right side. And when the man that had the line in his hand went forth eastward, he measured 1,000 cubits, and he brought me through the waters, and the waters were to the ankles. Again he measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters, and the waters were to the knees. And again he measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters, and the waters through, and the waters were to the loins. Afterward he measured 1,000, and it was a river that I could not pass over, for the rivers were risen, waters to swim in, a river that could not be passed over. And he said unto me, Son of man, hast thou seen this? Then he brought me and called me to return to the brink of the river." I want to look a few minutes tonight, if God will be our help, on this river of life. Amen? This river of life. And the Bible teaches us here that it's flowing, a river flowing out of the sanctuary. And we can see the scene is in the millennial kingdom of God. And we see the scope is monumental, amen. It's magnificent. And Ezekiel's telling us about here. We see the vision focus, praise God, of a temple that's yet to be, a temple that's yet to grace the earth, if you will. But there's a day soon coming when God said it will be built. We can see now in the nation of Israel, they have all the components to build that third temple in Jerusalem. They're just waiting on a go-ahead from God. They're not even waiting on the government. They're not waiting on the governments of the world. They're not waiting for somebody to tell them it's okay. They're just looking for God to give them the green light. And when God gives them the green light, they'll set them corner posts, praise God, them corner stones, and they'll begin to build that magnificent temple. Praise God that one day God of gods and the Lord of lords will reign supreme from him. Amen. Well, I'm thankful for that. God tells us about this. He tells us it's going to take place. I pray God that the Lord would reign and he'll reign supreme. Now, we may not want to let him be supreme in our lives today, but praise God, he's going to be supreme in the whole world someday. Amen. Amen. Hey, I believe I'll just go ahead and let him in now. I believe I'll just go ahead and make him my Lord and my Savior now. Because one day he'll reign supreme. If you look over at Psalm 72, verse number 7, he said, in his day shall the righteous flourish and abundance of peace so long as the moon endureth. He shall have dominion. Now watch this also, from the sea to the sea and from the river unto the ends of the earth. Amen. Praise God. He's talking none other. He's talking about none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is one of the last prayers that David would pray. Praise God, in anticipation of a soon coming Savior. That greater son of David, the King, praise God, would rise up and would become the Lord of lords and the kings of kings, praise God, to rule and reign on the throne of his father David. Glory, hallelujah. What a day that's going to be. And we see Ezekiel, as he's lined up here and he sees that river. Oh, what a thrill he must have had when he saw that river begin to come out from under that throne on the south side of the altar, praise God. And he began to see it running out, praise God. And the Bible says in verse number 2, he said, "Behold, there ran out waters on the right side." Now you got to get this. You got to understand what the old prophet Ezekiel is showing us here. He's trying to show us us what the man with the measured line was showing him. Praise God. He said, where it says that these waters run out, Brother Bill, he's talking about they begin to trickle out. They begin to come out like a little spring. They begin to usher out just a little at a time. Praise God. I want you to notice how big this river gets in just a span. Praise God. I'm talking about the Bible don't tell about no tributaries. It don't talk about no others, but it talks about this river, a river of life, praise God, that flows from the throne of grace. Amen. Praise God. It gets big in a hurry. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Bible teaches us here, praise God. We see this river of life and we know what the river of life is. The Bible speaks many times of water, those living waters that we have. It speaks of the living water from God the Father. It's likened to a fountain of living waters in Jeremiah 2 and 13. It talks of God the Son. It's likened to a well of living waters in John and 4 and 14. And it talks about God the Holy Spirit. It's likened to a river of living waters in John 7, 37 through 39. So you see, a reference is made to this, to God the Father, God the Son, and those rivers of life that flow forth, and they flow forth from them and from them only. Amen. You won't find a lit river of life in any other. Amen. God has the answer to the river of life, praise God, in His precious Word. Praise His name. So we see that these waters begin to flow forth. And it flows forth from the temple of God. Amen. Not from somewhere else. I notice it doesn't flow forth from some king's palace. Amen. Praise God. It doesn't flow forth from some government building. Praise God. It's designed to supply for the nations. No. It doesn't supply, come out from under the marketplace where people would deal and seek and try to find on their own. It don't come from that. It doesn't come from, praise God, some small business or place of business along the way, praise God, where men could lay their hands on it. It don't come from there. Praise God. And I'll tell you where it does. Certainly doesn't come from. It doesn't come from some athletic arena. Praise God, where men are working and playing and having a good time. Praise God. That's not where it comes from. But it comes from the house of God. Amen. Comes from the throne room of God. Bless His holy name. We see it as it comes forth. Amen. The Bible said, teaches here that one day it will come forth. Amen. Praise God. Out of the nation of Israel. Praise God. Out of Jerusalem to be exact. Praise God. Those living waters will flow. Now that's never happened before. There's never been a living river, a river that flowed forth out of the, of Jerusalem. Praise God. To the eastward, to the Dead Sea. It's never happened before. But one day God Almighty had showed Ezekiel. He said those living waters, they'll flow. And when they flow, praise God, they'll change things on the earth. Amen. Things will be made different. Praise God. Those things that was wilted will flourish and flower. Amen. Praise God. Won't it be a something to see? Me and Teresa was over a few years ago in the Dead Sea. Amen. On the shores of Engadi, things is just a little old sparse bushes here and there that's trying to grow. Amen. Not even enough for a goat to live on. But praise God, one day to say the shores of those places will flourish. Amen. They'll blossom. They'll produce. Praise the Lord. But we see this river. We see this river of life. Amen. Speaking, coming from out of that future millennium, praise God. That millennium temple that God's talking about. He said those rivers of life, He said they'll start to ebb out and they'll flow and they'll become a great river. Praise God, one day. Amen. A river of life. Now let's just look at a couple things right quick. Look at the direction of this river. Amen. You see the direction of the river, praise God, we can notice. Praise the Lord, as a Holy Spirit of God is moving people along. And this river, praise God, this river is a river of life. And said he goes, he measures from where it's coming out, and he measures 1,000 cubits, which is about, in all perspective, about 1,500 feet. Amen. So he measures from the temple, praise God, where that water's ebbing out, where the water runs out as a little dribble, as a little spring. And at 1,500 feet, he takes Ezekiel out in those waters. He measured 1,000 feet. Verse number 3 said, he brought me through the waters. The waters were to the ankles. Amen. So we see Ezekiel as he comes out. Praise God, he measures 1,000 cubits. Praise God. And he walks out into those living waters. I want to tell you something tonight, young'uns. If you ever get to walking in the living waters of God Almighty, praise God, it'll change you forever. It'll change your direction. It'll change your flow. It'll change your want to, and it'll change your go, praise God, when you walk in those living waters of God Almighty. Amen. The direction they take you, praise God, is direction of peace and hope and sanctity in God Almighty. He walks out, praise God. Amen. Gets out there when the waters is up to his ankle. Now he is controlled by the waters. Amen. He's going with the waters. He's going with those living waters. He's done come into the water. Hey man, he's got off the shores. He's got off the banks. And he stepped out in faith. Praise God. The man with the line, he measures out 1,000 cubits. And he beckons Ezekiel to come on out. He said, glory, hallelujah, son. He said, the water's fine. Praise his holy name. The water's good. The water is sweet. The water is magnificent. Praise God. It feels good. He said, just get on in. Amen. So he steps out, praise God, unto his ankles. Amen. Praise God. He's controlled by the river. And wherever it went, that's where he goes. Amen. If we step out on faith, praise God, and we allow the Holy Spirit to guide us, praise God, in that river of life, which is Jesus Christ our Lord, praise God, it'll take us where he'd have us to go. Amen. Yeah, I got to think about that this evening. Praise God, it's not that complicated. We try to make it a whole lot more complicated than it is. But we step out in those waters of life, praise God, and allow God Almighty to begin to direct us in the way that He would have us to go. Amen. He'll take us, praise God. We just have to follow His lead. Amen. It's a path of obedience unto the Lord. Amen. Seeking His face and finding it. Amen. Jesus had a path He had to trod. Amen. When he was here in this walk, praise God, he went from a virgin womb to a virgin tomb, praise God. And he did that for God's glory. Amen. We can do the same thing when we step out on faith in this water of life, praise God. Bless his name. And it gets us, as we step in, we get our feet wet. We come to know more about the sweet Spirit of God. And he begins to touch us like he's never touched us before. Amen. Showing us things that we've never seen before. I like these young fellas starting to teach and stuff, and God's just opening their eyes and they're seeing things they've never seen before. Amen. Amen. They've heard it said. They've heard it preached. Amen. Praise God. But they've never seen it before. You know, there's a lot of people in the world today have never truly seen this river of life. This river of living waters, praise God. That God's been trying His best to show us the same waters of life that He tried to show to the woman at the well, praise God, so many centuries ago, but people still not looking for the living water. Amen. Ezekiel stepped out, praise God, in those waters. 1,000 cubits up to his ankles, praise God. And he saw the flow, amen. Praise God, the general direction that the waters was taking him. See, what it does, it gives you a direction. Amen. That's what it does. It gives you a direction to go. Amen. Praise God. It's as far as going with the flow, it's one of those good flows you can go with. Amen. Praise God. It makes a difference in your life. Praise God. So we see the direction, the general direction of the waters of life. Amen. And then we see the growing dominance in that river. So he goes out another 1,000 cubits. 1,000 cubits, another 1,500 feet, and the water's to his knees. Amen. I'm talking about growing dominance. I'm talking about that's where we meet the Lord. I mean, that's where we get, where we come into submissiveness to God when we come to our knees and we realize that He's God and we're not. And we realize He has power and we don't. He has help, praise God, that we need. And we come to our knees and we fall before God and we begin to ask Him to help us. And He does. Amen. Praise God. The Bible says in Philippians chapter 2 that every knee shall bow and every tongue confess. Amen. When we come to a place where we come to our knees, we come to submissiveness in the Lord Jesus Christ, and we realize the power and the help that we have. Not only do we come to submissiveness, but we come to a place of supplication. We come to a place where we can bring our prayers, our supplications before God. Amen. I tell you, you do it best on your knees. When we humble ourselves before God. You say, well, Pastor Jeff, I can't pray standing up. I can't. Yeah, you can pray anywhere, any way you want to pray. But when we come in a posture of bowing before God, I think we ought to sometimes. He said, and every knee will bow and every tongue will confess. I praise God when you come to a humbleness in yourself and we bow, we submit ourselves to Him and we bring our prayers, our supplication before the throne of grace from a humble spirit, then God can hear and answer prayers. Amen. Sometimes I think we pray and ask things, praise God, just because we think we need to. But we never come with a submission, never come with bringing those supplications in the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Water to the knees, praise God. It's that representation of a deeper experience in the Holy Spirit. A deeper experience in our traverse with God Almighty and the Lord Jesus Christ. It's going just a little further for Him, amen. Getting in just a little deeper. It's fun to sit around the edges of a pond or edge of a pool and watch the little kids play in the water. Amen? And I don't get in. Amen? If I get in, I get in on the kiddie's end, kiddie side. Because I can't swim. Amen? You can ask my wife, I sink like a rock. My legs are so lean and skinny, praise God, I have no buoyancy. I get in there and as long as I keep moving and paddling my feet, I do okay. But when I stop moving, my feet go down and I go like a bobber. Amen? But praise God. And we need some help, praise God. Our experience with the Holy Spirit of God, amen, it's not just sitting around the edge looking on, but it's getting in and not with our confidence in us, praise God. If I'm going to have any confidence in my swimming ability, it'll be God-given. Amen. He'll have to give it to me because I sure don't have it. Praise the Lord. Ain't God, some people do. My wife swim like a fish. Amen. But she was taught that way. She had to swim or drowned. Her daddy said he wasn't going to have her youngins drown, so he tied a rope around her leg and threw her in the lake. Amen. She swam because she's still here. Amen. He couldn't swim either. He said, I ain't going to have them be like me. Amen. So I'm going to teach them to swim. And he did. Praise God. We ought to be teaching our young'uns, praise God, to get in there, get out in the waters, praise God. Amen, praise God. In the place of prayer, talking to the Lord. Amen. Praying in the Holy Spirit. The Bible says in Romans chapter 8, we know not what to pray for as we ought. Amen. That's where we come in submission. That's where we come in bringing our supplications before the Lord with a submissive spirit. And in the Holy Spirit, praise God, He helps our infirmities in this regard. Amen. We don't, sometimes we've said it many times here in the last few weeks, sometimes we don't know what to pray for. We don't know how to pray. But He said the Holy Spirit helps us, praise God. In our infirmities, our lack of strength, the Holy Spirit knows the groanings of our heart. Amen. It takes them to the throne room of grace. So we see the direction, praise God, of the river. We see the dominance of the river. But we see this great dynamic of the river. This river, praise God. He goes, measures out another 1,000 cubits. Another 1,000 cubits. Another 1,500 feet. And the water's to the loins. Amen. Now I want you to notice this. When you get out to the waters of the loins, praise God, then you're in the full force. You feel the full force of the water. Amen. You feel the full force of the water. The water to the loins is from your buttocks down to the back through the back of your knee through your or onto your feet in this case when you're in the water, So that's where the water is to. So he wages out another 1,500 feet, and praise God, it's to his lower back. Now the lower back, the loin, praise God, is a place that where we swivel. Amen? The lower back is that place that we turn ourselves about. Amen. Praise God. Especially if we got a healthy back. That's where we turn. That's where we're mobilized. That's where we have the opportunity, praise God, to go in a little further, praise God, to do what we do there, or to turn our backs and get out. Amen. Praise God. But he said he brought him into the loin, praise God. He said where that water was up to the loin. That's that place, praise God, of generative power. That's that place where life is established. That's that place where God is good. Praise God, he manifests himself. Praise God, and he prepares us to our vigorous effort in doing the things that will be pleasing to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. We begin to put our strength into it. Amen. When you're a younger person, praise God, you grab a hold of something, you bend your knees in a big grunt, and you move it. Amen? That's what happens when you're a young person. As you get older, praise God, you don't do that no more. You get to where you ain't able to grab what you used to grab. And that's why you got to be careful, praise God, what you lay hands on when you're younger. You'll mess it up since you ain't able to do it when you're older. Amen? Somebody say amen right there. But praise God, with the help of the Lord, praise God, we can move all things. And we see the power of God, praise God, moving as we move just a little bit deeper into the knowledge of the Holy Ghost of God and the sweet Lord Jesus Christ and the power for service unto God's people and for the Lord God of heaven, praise God, as we go out and try to bring people to Christ. Amen. Praise God, he said you got out, another 1,500 said you got out into water to his loins. Amen. A place of making decision, a place of power, a place of generative strength. Amen. A place where God could minister to people as he ministers to us. Amen. And that great dynamic of the waters. Praise God, we realize the power and the force that it has. Amen. Upon our lives, upon our position, upon who we are, upon our families, and the circumstances that we face. And we realize, praise God, it's the good God of heaven that's controlling this river of life. And it's through His power and His strength and His might, praise God, and it sustains us and it carries us along. Amen. Praise the Lord. He's measured out 1,000 cubits, 2,000 cubits, 3,000 cubits, and the water's up to the loins. Amen. And the Bible says He measures out another 1,000 cubits, another 1,500 feet. He said, and the waters is... Now watch this. He said, after he measured 1,000, and it was a river that I could not pass over, for the waters were risen, waters to swim in, a water that could not be passed over. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. He said he measured out 4,000 cubits. Praise God. He said, and it was a water. I'm talking about 6,000 feet. He measured from the time that the water issued out from the throne of the temple. Praise God. Where he was in water over his head. Praise God. I want to tell you tonight, youngest, there's never been a river that was that strong and that was that sustained and that was powerful and it got that big, that fast. Praise God. You say, how could it done it? It's coming from the throne of grace. Amen. Praise God. It's coming from the mighty hand of an almighty God. Praise the Lord. That's where it comes from. That's where that water, praise God, that swimming water. Now swimming water speaks of full surrender. Amen. When you get in those swimming water, Brother Charles, you get to a place that your feet can no longer cling to the earth. That your feet can no longer bite your toenails into the sand, praise God. You get to that place, amen, where you're putting your full trust in the waters. Amen. Praise God. That full surrender, amen, of those waters of life. Praise God, that's the best place to be. Amen. So you'll be safe in the waters of life. Now, if I go down here and jump in the lake or in the river, I'm taking my life into my own hands. But when I put my faith, praise God, in the river of life, God's river of life, that's coming from God's temple of life, praise God, I'll be safe and secure. That river of life, it'll lift me up and it'll carry me, glory, hallelujah. Somebody say amen, in the path that God would have us to go, that He'd get glory out of everything that we do. Amen. When we get out there in those swimming waters, praise God. Hey, listen, it takes faith to step out and get your feet wet. It takes faith to wade out to your knees. It takes faith to get out to your loins. Praise God, it takes more faith to get out in those swimming waters. Amen. Praise God, where you don't have nobody to help you. Amen. Where you put your faith and trust in God Almighty and Him alone. There's nobody else to help you. Amen. Praise God. You get out there, Brother Chris, in those swimming waters. And you know the amazing thing about swimming waters? When you get out in swimming waters, the only thing that people can see is your head. Amen. Are you hearing me? You get out in those swimming waters, praise God, the only thing that people can see, the only thing that people will see is your head. Amen. Bobbing out there in those waters. Praise God. That water of life. That water of life that flows freely, praise God, from the throne of grace. But the glorious design of this river of life, praise God, is that we submit to the will of God Almighty. Has set forth, praise God, that all will be seen. All will be seen as the Lord Jesus Christ bobbing in our lives. As he is our head. Amen. You get out there in those swimming waters. You leave the shores behind. You leave the land behind. You leave the safety behind. Amen. You leave the doubts behind. And you just go ahead, just plunge out into that swimming water. Praise God. And just trust the Lord. And the Lord will begin to lift you up. Praise God, by them waters of life, them living waters from the throne room of God. And He'll take you down. Praise God, the river with Jesus. Praise God, unto the glorious day of His appearing, when we'll see Him as He is. Amen. Those waters, praise God, they won't hurt you, but they'll help you, praise God. Why? Because we're born along by the Holy Spirit of God. The Spirit of God's got you. Amen. When we submit ourselves to Him, praise God, when we go out a little deeper, that's what He's talking about. He said, when we get a little bit deeper and a little bit deeper, praise God, in just a few feet, praise God, you could be in swimming waters with the Holy Spirit of God, ministering to your heart, meeting your every need. Praise God, watching over you, keeping the sticks and the briars and the brambles off of you. Praise God, giving you perfect peace, perfect safety, a perfect attitude, and a perfect swell, praise God, that's sent from the throne of grace. Amen. I don't know about you, that excites me. Amen. That living water that flows out of the temple of God. The river of the sanctuary. The sanctuary of God. Praise the Lord. And that water, praise God, borne along by the Holy Spirit of God. Amen. Now the Spirit's a bearing witness here with him, Ezekiel, as he sees this thing playing out, this river of life, and he shows him, amen, coming out of the temple in Jerusalem. As he speaks of this millennial reign of Christ and preparing us for that glorious day of His appearing. Amen. And we know that this is a real thing because Ezekiel tells us it's a real thing. Because the Spirit brings him out on the brink of the river and He begins to show him things and aspects of the river. Of that life that's growing, that's coming out of that water of life. And the trees and the plants and the things that's there to give life and nourishment to a lost and dying world. And he comes on down there, rocks on, and he comes to a place where he looks at the land. He said, do you see the land? He said, this is a land of inheritance. This is a land of promise. And God Almighty, a promise to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Praise God. He says, coming a day that God's going to distribute that land. Amen. If you go to looking at that, praise God, how real this is. One day, the little nation of Israel, they'll only They'll be inhabiting the land of Syria, plumb up past the borders of Damascus, all the way down to the seas. Amen. From the river, praise God, the river Euphrates to the Mediterranean. That's going to belong to him. God said, he said, hey, listen, do you see what God's given for you? Praise God, because of the water of living, the living waters flowing out of the sanctuary. Praise God, that's big. But praise God, there's some plans that God has for God and his people. If God is going to do that for the nation of Israel, what has he got planned for you and I? Amen. Praise the Lord. What a God, what a Savior. Amen. It's all playing out. It's all falling into part of His, it's all part of His plan. And we're seeing it, praise God, played out right before us. Amen. In the day and hour we live. Praise God, that water to enter into, that river to enter into, that water of life to enter into. Just keep wading out a little deeper. Keep trusting in the Lord a little deeper. Keep trusting the Lord a little more. Keep building our faith upon the promises that God has given us, the faith and the hope that we have. Praise God, because of what He's already done for us and what He's promised to do. And I want to tell you tonight, under authority of this book, God will not renege on His promise. Amen. Amen. Praise God, I'm excited about it one of these days. Glory, hallelujah. I'm thinking about what it's going to be like one day when he talks about those, even the shores of En-Gedi would be lined with nets and people fishing, having a good time, people laughing, cutting up, smiles on their face. Praise God, some big Ajax wouldn't wash them off. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Can you imagine? An old sea that's dead and has nothing in it, but praise God, one day there'll be life. Praise God, there'll be fish caught out of it, like the Hinder Sea, like the Mediterranean Sea. Glory, hallelujah! A great sea bass. Glory, what a blessing that'll be! But the main thing about that is that water of life will be flowing. Praise God to all those that would be willing to inhabit it. But he said, listen, he said that they would still be. We ain't got time to read it all, but he said they would still be to marshy, salty places. I want to say tonight, we can get in those waters. We can get in the Holy Spirit. We can get in the guidance and leadership of God. Or we can hang out in those no account marshy, salty places. Those places where you can't grow, where you can't advance. And we can hang out there all we want to. But God said, that's not for us. Praise God, our water, our life's coming from the sanctuary of God. And we need to be getting in those waters. Praise God. We need to wade out just a little deeper every day. Amen. A little deeper every day. A little farther out into waters every day. Into that water of life. Amen. Furnished by the goodness and the love of God. Amen. That leads to all those things to come. Praise His holy name. So we see this thing. Amen. It's not make-believe, but praise God, one day it'll be a literal happening. Amen. He said, this is what's going to take place one day in a little while. Praise God. Why? Because God always wants to make everything alive. Newsflash, God doesn't like old cold dead things. Amen. God likes living things that have life in them. That's why He created life in this world. Praise God. It's for His glory. And what He's done before, He'll do it again. Amen. And just like that little trickle of water that's going to come out of that sanctuary, it'll turn into a great and magnificent river, a flowing river. Amen. Praise God. In a short time, so is our faith, praise God, in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We need to start out. We don't have but a short time. Amen. Our days here are numbered. Amen. We have an appointment that we're all going to keep someday. Lord tarries. But praise God, while we're here, we need to just get in that river of life and enjoy what God has for us. Amen. The overflowing life of God Almighty in Christ Jesus our Lord. We know that's true because it's coming out of the sanctuary of God. And that's where all good things come from. Amen. It comes down to all who believe in Jesus our Savior. Bless His name.